Okay, folks, welcome to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. Let me start this call by saying this. This call is going to be huge. It's going to be important, relevant, current information that you're going to want your team to hear. So as I'm doing the announcements very quickly, I'm recommending that if you're on this call right now, you text your team and say, get on this call. That's how big it's going to be. Now, I want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and of course, you can be too. And this call is going to help you get there, believe me when I tell you. Now, we do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific Time. Great way to get your Ambit Energy week off to a great start. This tonight is going to be a great call to expand your Ambit Energy career. Get your team on the call. Now, Power Trip, ambitpowertrip.com, go get registered. Regional meetings and trainings, go get registered. I'm so excited about this call, I just want to get out of the way. Let me introduce to you our number one income earner in all of Ambit Energy, one of the top 10 income earners in network marketing worldwide. He's got some big stuff to tell us. Please welcome to the call, Mr. Brian McClure. Brian, welcome, sir.
Hey, appreciate the kind words, and want to thank everybody for taking time out of your busy schedule to get on the call. I do want to mention one thing about Power Trip. Again, you go to ambitpowertrip.com to register. You can register for luncheon on Saturday if you care to participate in the luncheon. It's a great networking event. And for Power Trip itself, all the VIP tickets have sold out, but there's plenty of room for Power Trip itself. But the thing I wanted to mention is on Friday at noon, the 21st, so it's the Friday before Jerry and Chris talk, do questions and answers on Friday night, we're going to do a luncheon, and Jerry and Chris and myself are all going to be there. It is a luncheon that you just don't get a shot at luncheons like this very often. In fact, I think it's about once or twice a year at Power Trip. So I'll do the BP and might have another person or two in on the BP. And then I'm going to introduce Chris. Chris is going to introduce Jerry. It's at the Wyo Ranch Steakhouse. Now, you're not going to find it at ambitpowertrip.com. It's at the Wyo Ranch Steakhouse. And tickets are $25. You have to buy them in advance, and there's a very limited number of tickets left. I'm not sure exactly how many we have right now, but the place seats about 90, and we sold it out 100% of the time. If you want tickets, if you will send an email to info@topambitleaders.com, which is my training website. Again, info@topambitleaders.com, and give your email address and or your telephone number and your name to Louisa, my assistant. She will get back with you and arrange to get payment through PayPal or you mail in a check or whatever. So, again, that's Jerry and Chris and myself. On the 21st, there'll probably be some other folks there. I know there are going to be a lot of folks there, and a lot of nationals and so on and so forth. And let me mention, this luncheon is really designed for guests. You're certainly welcome if you're an Ambit consultant, but you want to work the Who Do You Know in Dallas, and you want to get a guest there. The close ratio of guest is incredible, and you can walk right across the street, which is the corporate headquarters, and give your guest a tour of corporate. So info@topambitleaders.com, and just indicate the Wyo Ranch Steakhouse luncheon and leave your information, and Louisa will get back in touch with you and take care of getting you the tickets. So I think I mentioned on a call a week or so ago that I actually had planned a trip to Japan, and I went to Japan, And I wanted to take some time on this call to share with people some of the things I found in Japan. And to say I was excited before I went to Japan would be an understatement. And to say that I got more excited while I was in Japan and after I've been back to Japan would be a super understatement. I can't express in words how big the opportunity is in Japan. I found several things in Japan. You know, one thing that was really refreshing is that people over there have a tendency, it's just the way they're wired, the way they think, they have a tendency to basically tell you yes or no. You know, there's not as many maybes. And, of course, here in the United States, we find people all the time that say maybe. They say in a bunch of different ways, you know, I need to talk to my wife, need to talk to my husband, need to come up with the money, I'm busy with this, I'm busy with that, you know, whatever it may be. But all those are maybes. And I went with the express purpose of meeting one gentleman. I had several appointments, but the reason that I decided to spend the money to go to Japan was to meet one gentleman that just had huge potential. And he knows quite a bit about network marketing. And, you know, he was like everybody else, you know. I mean, you know, of course, it was a little bit more difficult because it didn't have a compensation plan to show him. We could show him the structure of the compensation plan, but we don't have the numbers. Nobody has the numbers yet. We just know it's going to be a little bit less on the front-end money, probably half of what it is in the Northeast plan and Ambit. And we're not sure where the residuals are going to fall out, but you know, so I didn't have all those details, and I didn't have the detail of when, you know, there'd be a website up and when we were going to get approval. And, you know, so that you had all those sorts of issues, if you want to call them that. But he asked a lot of questions, you know, a lot of really good questions, you know, and at the end of the presentation, he doesn't speak a word of English. I don't speak a word of Japan, you know, maybe two or three, but don't know any Japanese whatsoever. So there was an interpreter there. And at the end of the presentation, I just had the interpreter ask this gentleman. I said, does all this make sense to you? And his reply is that not only makes sense, I'm going to get involved, and I'm going to get involved in a big way. In other words, a definitive yes. And that was my first meeting. We spent the better part of a day together. We met with him again the next morning, and then we had several other meetings. And at every single meeting, I got a yes. I mean, I've never seen anything like it in my life. I mean, it's never happened to me in all the years I've been involved in network marketing. I got a yes, and then I got another yes, and then I got another yes, with the exception of one particular person who was concerned that it would interfere with his income in his current business. And his answer was, I'm going to do this. I just got to figure out how to do it, when I'm going to be able to do it. So, you know, say that that's encouraging is an understatement. And the other thing that I found was, unlike the United States, I literally went to two meetings, and this would be, I probably met with seven or eight people, different people. And two of those seven or eight, I guess it was seven, two of the seven, you know, right on the spot started writing down names. Now, that hadn't happened for me in a enrollment situation in the United States for probably a couple, 3 years. And it doesn't happen very often. You know, you've got a good person when they start in the presentation, they're sitting there just jotting down names. In other words, they're creating the written list before you ever tell them to create the list. You know, if it would have happened for one person, I would have said, wow, just got lucky, you know, really got a winner here. But it happened for two people. And a couple others mentioned that they were going to start to work on their written list. They didn't physically pull out a piece of paper and start writing names down. And of course, when somebody, you know, I don't understand the written language either. And so it was afterwards that the interpreter said, yeah, he was writing names down, you know. So to say I was excited about the opportunity over there is an understatement. And here's what got me even more excited. You know, when I was there, I was a little out of communication. I wasn't really sure how the cell phone thing worked, and I didn't want to get a gazillion-dollar bill. I wasn't real sure about the text thing, and kind of went on the last minute, didn't really think that through real well. So I was a little out of communication while I was over there. And so when I got back into onto the plane, I said, well, I know how this works. You know, you pay the fee and get on the internet. So on the 11-hour ride back, I paid the fee to get on the internet on the plane. And, you know, all these text messages started coming in. And with the text messages, what excited me about that was I was getting one affirmation after another, probably I was gone 4 days. There was probably 15 to 20 affirmations of people just telling me stories. Hey, I mentioned, you know, who do you know in Japan, or who do you know that might know somebody in Japan to such and such. And then such and such referred me to such and such. And then such and such referred me to somebody else. And that person got into my business in, you know, Chicago. And they know a ton of people in Japan. And then another story about how somebody that was dead in the downline, you know, took my suggestion to call everybody that's in your downline, and whether they've done anything or not. Well, this person was calling everybody in their downline. And then all of a sudden, ching, you know, it got a hit. You know, somebody knew somebody that had gone into service over there, came back to the United States for a couple of years, then went back over, lives in Japan currently, got in touch with that person. That person's excited, jumping out of their skin, can't wait to get to the website, get signed up, and get rolling with the whole situation. So, you know, and like I said, there were about 15 or 20 of these texts that just came in. You know, hey, I wanted to let you know, it really worked, blah, 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 blah. Hey, Brian, I wanted to tell you how excited I am because I got this connection in Japan and blah, blah, blah. And I want to tell you one more story that's super, super excited. I was at the ranch with Tim and Sonia, and they asked me to Divine up in Maine, and they asked me to get on a call for somebody that was in their organization. And it just so happened that the person that I got on this call with, I happened to know. Lesson learned there, right? And so I knew this person, and we had a good relationship from the past. I won't go into all those details, but you know, this individual lives in Florida, and of course, you know, the apprehension of, hey, I live in Florida, and you know, I'm not really sure, you know, how that worked for me in Florida, blah 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 blah. And and so I said to this individual, I said, well, look, I said, just do this. You know a ton of people. I know a ton of people. You know a ton of people, and I know that you know a ton of people. So you're retired. You're sitting at home. Call 25 to 30 a day and ask them these two questions, the two questions I've been talking about on this call for the last 2 or 3 weeks. So he said, well, I'll do it, but, I just don't know anybody in Japan. So, you know, he was given pushback. He was in Florida. He was given pushback because I told him, you know, one of the biggest opportunities that was in front of us and the company was Japan, and I gave him all the reasons for that. If you haven't heard the last couple of weeks' calls, you know, I encourage you, I'll go over it a little bit here tonight as well, but I really highly encourage you to listen to those calls and those talking points about why Japan is going to be so big. But I went through those talking points with this gentleman. He said, okay, I respect you enough, I'll do it. And so next thing I know is, you know, I'm getting on a call with this gentleman, and he's telling me about this person and that person. He knew somebody in Hawaii, this, that, and the other thing. And I was asked to get on the call with one of his very best prospects from Japan. This gentleman knows the ambassador to Japan and the United Nations. You know, so, I mean, to say he was excited, and he was telling me, you know, okay, well, I got this one, blah, 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 story about, you know, that one and, you know, his connection to Japan, or, you know, how he got hold of that person, and then the next person. And so I said to this gentleman that I did this three-way call with for Tim and Sonia Divine, I said, is this the same person that told me they didn't know anybody in Japan? We got a good laugh out of that. And he put me on on this call with this gentleman that does business throughout the world, lives in Vegas, and he's not a network marketer, but, you know, he said, you know, I've got a database. He does a lot of marketing for his business in Japan. Took several years to get licensed to do that. Very knowledgeable about the Japanese people and the Japanese marketplace and how to market. And, you know, bottom line is this guy had to fly to Europe and then to Asia, and he was gone for a couple of weeks on flights. But I'll be shocked if he doesn't get involved in the business. Now, the moral to the story is that this was a gentleman, I mean, this was a gentleman that said he didn't know anybody from Japan. And the next day or later that day, I think it was the next day, I'm on the phone, and he's put me on the phone with this guy that knows, you know, a gazillion people in Japan. So, you know, for years and years and years of networking, you know, we've always been talking, you know, work the who do you know? Who do you know in New York? Who do you know in Pennsylvania? Who do you know in Delaware? Who do you know in Rhode Island? Who do you know in Texas? Who do you know in Maine? Who do you know in New Hampshire? All these states that we're in, Illinois and Maryland and on and on and on, Virginia, California, you know, who do you know? Folks, it's no different. Who do you know in Japan? Now, let me tell you why I keep harping on Japan. Okay, and one of the things I want to be very, very careful to communicate is there's nothing wrong with the United States. This company is blowing and going in the United States. The company's going to continue to expand in the United States. The opportunity for somebody to get involved in Ambit Energy in the United States and become the number one income earner in our company a few years down the road exists today. I mean, the growth in the United States of America with Ambit Energy has really only just begun. You know, we've got about 7.5% market share in Texas, you know, 5 or so in New York, and take all the rest of the states together, you know, around less than 1%. And additional states that are deregulating, like Nevada just recently did, though it'll probably be a couple of years before we get there. You know, have you ever seen a picture of the city of Las Vegas, you know, the from up above? And there are a lot of lights twinkling around in Las Vegas and Reno. And you know, that's just one state. You know, other states are going to deregulate in the future. And as far as international expansion, the first country, as everybody on this call knows, is Japan. But there's going to be additional countries that deregulate. You know, Jerry Thompson told me that himself, that yes, you know, he believes that we're going to go into additional countries beyond Japan. Now, you know, Jerry's conservative, and he always puts a caveat in it. His caveat was, you know, that's after we get established and get everything well oiled and you know, going like it should in Japan. So in other words, it ain't happening tomorrow or the next day. But yes, there's other opportunity, you know, throughout the world for us to go into Spain and southern France and England and parts of Canada and Australia and New Zealand. All those areas are deregulated, folks. This is huge. But let me tell you why Japan is special. And Ambit's run by some very, very smart people. And so when they look at market opportunities, you know, whether it be additional countries we can go into or whether it be additional markets, incumbent areas in the United States, the decision on, you know, do we light up electricity because we only got natural gas and vice versa, and, you know, they look at that, and they look at the number of consumers, they look at the historical rates, and just like when they went into New York City, the reason that they cracked open the state of New York with New York City with Con Ed was pretty simple. It was the biggest market opportunity in New York. Now, over the next 3 or 4 years, they got in all 6 incumbent areas for electricity and natural gas. So New York and Texas are only 2 states that we're in already that we're fully deployed in. We're marketing all services one, and we're all in all the geographical areas. But there's a reason that they do the way they do. And so why did they choose Japan? They chose Japan because it's 82 million consumers, and they could open the country all on day one. Now, we're a $1.4, $1.5 billion company as we sit today, okay? We opened up Texas. Next year, we opened up New York, city only. Next year, we opened up gas in the suburbs of Chicago only, not even Cook County or the city of Chicago. And then 4.5 years in is when we went for electricity only in Baltimore. So in 4.5 years, we had gas only in one incumbent area in NICOR in Chicago. We were in three of the six incumbent areas, and I believe we didn't have natural gas and electricity in all three yet, but we were in three of the six incumbent areas in New York, and we did electricity in Texas. Folks, I did a little research on the internet, so this isn't, you know, super precise. You know, if anything, it's conservative, but it's not perfect. In other words, these states I'm going to name don't have 82 million consumers, but approximately in these five states, there's 82 million consumers. Those states being Texas, Florida, New York, Illinois, and California. Let me say them again: California, Texas, New York, Illinois, and Florida. I want you to imagine that in August 1st of 2006, Ambit Energy opens for business. And we're doing electricity, not only in all of those five states, but in every electric meter in all those five states. In other words, in Texas, for example, San Antonio, Lubbock, Amarillo, Brownsville, there's some pretty Austin. They're all they're not deregulated. You know, they're deregulated, but they choose not to participate because they're municipally owned. All that would have gone live day one in every single state. So anywhere in any single state we can't do business like selling electricity on Long Island, that would be wide open. Okay? So you think if we opened up those five states August 1st of 2006 for electricity, I can absolutely assure you that we would not be a $1.4, $1.5 billion company today. We'd be a $5 to $7 billion company, somewhere in that range, my personal opinion. Okay? That's what's getting ready to happen in Japan. When we go live in Japan, that's what's going to happen. We're going to be in eight of the 10 areas. And so we're not going to be in Okinawa, and we're not going to be in Hokkaido, which is up in the north. Sapporo's up there where they had the Winter Olympics several years back. Okay? We're not going to be in those two areas. Now, that northern area of Hokkaido, and I'm probably not pronouncing that right, Sapporo, that area, we will get at some point. You know, there's just some different data interface things, and, you know, there's something a little bit different than in that area. So at some point, we should get that. I can't guarantee it, but that's my anticipation. And I don't know about Okinawa. It's kind of different because of the military influence. And, you know, after World War II, you know, the U.S. kind of, you know, I don't know what the arrangement is with the Japanese government, but the grid is different because of whatever that arrangement is in Okinawa. So I'm not sure about Okinawa, but point is, day one, without those two areas, we're getting 82 million consumers. Okay. Now we're going to get 82 million consumers for electricity only. But Chris Chambliss has said that after we get through electricity, we get all the kinks out, and there will always be kinks and bumps along the road, so on and so forth, and we make sure we've got everything staffed up and we're able to keep up with the growth and so on and so forth, which is just going to be absolutely mind-boggling, incredibly great. We're going to go into natural gas, 82 million consumers, you know? I mean, you know, when we went into electricity, it was reverse in NICOR area, the suburbs of Chicago. We went to gas only, and then we came back with electricity. Within 30 days, you know, I got 40, 50,000 electric customers off of the customer base that had been established there for 3.5 years. Folks, the number of customers we're going to put on in Japan in the 6 months to a year before we do natural gas, and I don't know if it's going to be 6 months, a year, 18 months, it doesn't matter. We're not going to put on 50,000 consumers. That was just in my organization. We're going to put on hundreds of thousands of gas consumers. Cha-ching, double your commission overnight. Unbelievable. Now, I want you to take this one in. We've got 7.5% market share in Texas. And keep in mind, there's several major metropolitan areas, Austin, San Antonio. Austin's the 11th largest city in the country now. San Antonio, I'm not sure where they're ranked, 7th, 8th, something like that. They're a top 10 population base. Amarillo is a nice size. Lubbock, where Texas Tech is a nice size. Brownsville is a nice size. I mean, I could go on and on and on. Parts of Garland, Texas, which is a suburb of Dallas, South Lake. You know, Beaumont is not deregulated. About half of Tyler, all around Tyler, is all jumbled up with co-ops. There's a huge section of Texas that has co-ops. Okay, we've got 7.5% market share despite all that. If we go and get 7.5% market share in Japan at about an average of $1,000 in revenue per customer per year, do the math. That's $5 to $6 billion with a B, $5 to $6 billion in revenue to Ambit Energy. Now, the United States is going to continue to grow, but the opportunity for explosion in Japan is unparalleled. It's not that Japan's any better than the United States. The bottom line is the circumstances are different. Every single consumer in just about all of the country, certainly in all the major metropolitan areas, will be the first company that in the direct selling industry that's a 100% service-based company that is ever going into Japan. We're going to be the first company ever in direct selling to go into Japan as a billion-dollar company. When Amway went there, they were an $800 million a year company. Folks, there's so many things. There's so many facts. I mean, this isn't, you know, this is not just, you know, what might maybe happen. There are 82 million consumers. We're going into 8 of the 10 areas. We are the first billion-dollar direct selling company to go in, and we're the first company ever to go that does 100% services. You know, the bottom line is all those are facts. And the only question that one has to ask themselves is, am I going to listen to a little man or a little woman in the back of my head going, yeah, but Brian, I just don't know anybody in Japan. And yeah, but Brian, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. In other words, are you going to disqualify yourself from taking care of taking advantage of that opportunity? Let me tell you that something that's a fact. Brian and Betsy McClure do not know one single person personally in Japan. Not one. We don't know one person in Japan. We don't know one Japanese person that's from Japan. We don't know any Japanese people, period. End of paragraph. We don't. You know, we just, our course of our lives hasn't taken us to somebody with those connections. But I can tell you, I can open my mouth and I can ask everybody I know, who do you know in Japan? Or who do you know that might know somebody in Japan? And that that process has led to incredible, incredible opportunity for me and my family in Japan. It wasn't because I knew anybody. It had nothing to do with the fact that I'm the number one income earner in Ambit Energy. It had nothing to do with any of that. In other words, what it had to do with was, instead of taking the positive thought of all that great stuff that's going to happen in Japan and all these great people that are going to go over there for 6 months, you know, Tim and Sonia Devine going over there to live for 6 months, Richard Mary Wado, and, you know, all that great stuff. And, you know, I know Sean and Damien have some good stuff. You know, they had a connection over there and got some good stuff going. And Rick Vall's got, you know, some dynamite stuff going in Japan. I could sit back and watch all that happen. Or I could say, you know what? I'm going to get off my tush here and start asking the question. That's what I decided to do. And folks, that making the kind of income that I make, that, you know, that's not the easiest decisions. It's real easy to just kind of check out and say, oh, I'm going to show up for a power trip and I'm going to show up for a little training here and there. I'll get on the Sunday night call and do my number one income earner speech at Ambition for as long as I am the number one income earner, which in my personal opinion will not be forever. And, you know, just take the money that's going to come, because I've got the largest network in Ambit Energy. And, you know, a lot of people, Chris Shambles said at Simulcast that he thought that the person to be the largest earner in Japan from the United States would be Brian McClure, because I had the largest network. I don't necessarily agree with that. I don't know if it's true or not, but I do know this is true, that I'm going to make a ton of money when we go into Japan. If I had never taken a trip to Japan or never talked to anybody from Japan or never did anything, because there's a ton of people in my business that are talking to a lot of people in Japan that are going to get in, and I'm going to benefit from that. You know, it's the old story that I used to tell about Coke machines. You know, if you're a Coca-Cola distributor, you're Your job is to get as many points of distribution for Coca-Cola as you can possibly get. And when the Coke machine, mechanical refrigeration came along and somebody put it into a vending machine and started putting Coke machines out, you know, your job is to do dispense and distribute as many Coke machines as possible. And people are going to walk up that Coke machine, put, back in the early days, a dime or a nickel in it, and they're going to pull out a bottle of Coca-Cola. So your job as a Coca-Cola distributor is not figuring out, all the formulas and all the marketing and how the signs look and all that stuff. Your job was just to get points of distribution. Well, as I've told that analogy over and over and over the years, I lived it. I mean, I knew that I needed points of distribution. So you go, well, Brian, you got lucky and you were in the right place at the right time and you knew the business and blah, da, 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 da. And I only got five people in my group, or maybe others of you got 30 or 500, or you only got 5,000 or whatever your number is. And so I don't have as many points of distribution. So I don't know as many, I'm not going to get as big a push as you are. Folks, I'm not talking about what anybody in my organization is doing. I'm going to get a big push out of that. What I'm talking about is Brian McCord picked up the phone and started calling people and saying, who do you know in Japan? Who do you know that might know somebody in Japan? I don't get on this call and tell you how to be successful in this business without doing myself. And, I knew that was the way to do it. I just had to make the mental decision to do it. And I made the mental decision to do it. And what I can tell you is that mental decision wouldn't have made me a penny. The act of positive thought, the act of thinking about doing it, will not make you any money. It's the only act of doing. It's when you take positive thought and move it into massive positive action that things happen. Well, I had the positive thought, and I said, you know what? Practice what you preach. Move it into massive positive action. So I'm jamming the phone. Who do you know? Who do you know? Who do you know? Right now I'm in New Orleans with Betsy. We're here for Mardi Gras. Got a condo down in the French Quarter. Having a blast, okay? And I'm running into people that, we used to live here 20 years ago. And we're running into people that we know. And I'm asking everybody, we're going to go to a luncheon tomorrow. And I'm going to ask people, hey, I'd seen you 20 years, but let me ask you a question. You know anybody in Japan, or do you know somebody that might know but somebody in Japan? Everybody I run into, every single person, the guy getting to know some of the other owners of the condo here, we're just leasing, but some of the other owners. And, I was downstairs earlier. I'm saying, John, it's kind of the manager of the place, one of the owners here. I said, hey, John, let me ask you a curiosity question. I said, do you know anybody in Japan, or might know somebody who knows somebody in Japan? And he goes, well, I'd have to think about it. He said, not off the top of my head. So we'll think about it. And if you think of somebody, just let me know. I'll my business has expanded into Japan, and there's a real opportunity there, and I'm looking for a couple of referrals. If you could help me out, I'd appreciate it. He doesn't know I'm with Ambit Energy. He doesn't know I'm marketing electricity. I just met the guy. We came a month or so ago, and I met him for the first time. Spent about 2 minutes with him, got the keys and all that. Now I'm getting to know him a little bit better, and I'm asking him the questions. Everybody you come in contact with, you're going to buy a pack of gum. You're going to go to a grocery store. You're going to see a waiter or a waitress. Everybody you come in contact with, and everybody that you come in contact with, everybody that's in your downline, period, whether they're doing anything or not, everybody that told you no to the business, everybody that you were afraid to talk about the business, you have to call them up and tell them your thing, but just ask them those two questions like I did with John and see what the response is. The bottom line, folks, is all the positive thought ain't going to make you any money. Now, I can tell you that I've thrown gasoline on the fire. I have a raging bonfire called Brian and Betsy McClure's Ambit Energy Business. And there are going to be a whole bunch of really good people throw gasoline on it, whether I, for Japan, whether I did anything or not. But I decided to back up the truck and just put a massive hose of gasoline on it and turn it into an inferno. And no one knows what's going to happen in the future. You can't predict things. But what I can tell you is I'm pretty doggone confident just by asking who do you know that I've created several million, not a million, not a few hundred thousand or whatever, several million dollars worth of revenue for my family just off of taking massive action. You know, I don't know if the same thing will happen to you, but this gentleman that I talked to for Tim and Sonia Devine told me he didn't know a soul in Japan, and the next day he's telling me about this major marketer that's got massive operations in Japan that knows the ambassador to Japan, for God's sake, because he opened his mouth. In other words, he didn't take the positive thought of what I told him to do. He went and did it. You know, so my message to you is you've got to take the positive thought of going to Power Trip and move it into massive positive action. Go to the website, ambitpowertrip.com, sign up, and figure out how you're going to get there later. You know, you've got to take the positive thought of building your Ambit Energy business in Japan by going and asking those two questions. You know, I mentioned on last week's call, I told the story about Deb Burke. I got another text from Deb Burke, another person in Japan, excited as all get out, somebody who knew somebody who whatever. You know, there's so many stories, I can't keep them straight anymore. And believe me, that every person that gets a contact in Japan is not going to put that person in the business. Some you will, some you won't. Some you'll put in the business, won't be any different than here. They won't get a customer. They won't do anything. They'll be out of the business as fast as they get into the business. But I want you to just close your eyes. Everybody on this call right now, close your eyes. I want you to pick your favorite leader, your mentor, in Ambit Energy, whoever that may be, okay? What if that person or those two or three people got into your business in Japan? They're not those people, but those people, whoever you consider your mentor, whoever you believe are the top leaders in this company, there's going to be those mentors and those top leaders come into somebody's downline in Japan. So, you know, you're sitting there thinking of Esther Spina or Steve Thompson or Philip Eckhart or Carlos Marin or Ray Monte or you know, Frank Schmalling or, you know, whomever. You know, you think about, you know, all these different people, you know, whoever you were thinking about, the Olingers, the Atkinsons, the, you know, whoever it is. Masons, I could just go on and on and on. The Hazas, you know, whoever it is. You know, you're thinking of all these people, and those same people, the people that are going to get the yellow jackets, if it's the same, the millionaire jackets, the people are going to get the purple jackets, the people are going to get the blue jackets and the gray window pane jacket like I have, those people are going to come into somebody's downline in Japan. The people that are going to win all the awards are going to come into somebody's downline in Japan. And the difference between they're coming into your downline or they're coming into somebody else's downline is whether you take action. I can't imagine that there's a person dedicated enough to take time out of their Sunday night to listen to this call that's not excited about Japan. Everybody on this call is excited about Japan. But most people won't take action, or the ones that do take action, they'll do it for a day or two, and they'll meet with no success. You know, this isn't working for me. You know, it sounded good, but it's not working for me. You know, put 1,000 people on your list, call 20 or 30 of them a day, and ask them those two questions, and then call and tell me what happened. What's going to happen is that you're going to start getting more people to talk to in Japan than you can shake a stick at. It's amazing. I mean, it blew me away. You know how many millions of servicemen have and women have cycled in and out of Okinawa, Japan? They're back in the United States. Do you know how many men and women have found their spouses and moved back to the United States or stayed in Japan? Maybe that's somebody's uncle. Maybe that's somebody's son. Do you know how many people are teaching English that are American citizens in Japan? A bunch. You know how many Japanese corporations have major operations here? I mean, Toyota just announced they were moving their corporate headquarters from California up to Plano, Texas. You know, unless I'm missing something, there are going to be a few Japanese floating around Toyota's headquarters in Plano, Texas. You know, I mean, this is the way it works. You know, I mean, how many major corporations, you know, think of them all, Sony and all the Samsung, and, you know, I don't know if they're Japanese or not, but, you know, all those major corporations in Japan that have operations here, there's such a tie between the two countries. All you got it, and you could be just like me and not know a soul. I mean, I sat down with Betsy. I said, well, let's really think about this. Do we know anybody in Japan? And of course, we couldn't come up with one person that we knew in Japan. We couldn't come up with one person that we thought might know somebody in Japan. You know? And so, you know, what do we do? Just start asking everybody. Because you don't know who they know. Just the fact that we didn't know doesn't mean that they didn't know. And the contacts have been unbelievable. A former CEO of Walmart Stores Division, who has major operations in Japan, sourcing stuff out of manufacturers all over Japan, excited about the opportunity for Ambit Energy in Japan. Now, this guy retired a long time ago. You know, another guy that's head of North American sales for a major Japanese corporation on the list. It's just on and on and on and on. And then one came my way that I said, you know what? I need to hop on a plane and go talk to this guy, because this guy could be major, and he's going to be major. He's going to be gargantuan. He's going to be everything I thought he was going to be. That's why I spent, you know, my airfare to fly to Japan last minute business coach, because I don't fit coach, was over $6,000. I mean, I spent a lot of money just to go sit down and talk with this guy. I'm not for a second suggesting anybody else should do that. What I'm saying to you is that if I hadn't taken action, if I hadn't moved for, you know, taken the positive thought of what could happen in new legs in my NC code in Japan and moved into massive positive action, that trip would have never happened. All the other people I have lined up to talk to wouldn't have happened. That person's already talked to a dozen people, and they're all excited. And the trip, you know, like I said, met with like seven or eight people, and they're all excited. And, you know, every time I go to Japan or any other leader from the United States goes to Japan, it's not about calling those leaders up. Oh, I heard you're going to Japan. Would you meet with this person, meet with that person? No, the whole infrastructure is going to be there. The videos are going to be there. The meeting in Osaka, the meeting in Tokyo is going to be there. You know, again, the system is there. You've got to plug them into the system. And the bottom line is that the system is going to work. I was shocked that every single person said yes. I mean, one person had to work out the timing, but every single person said yes. I was flabbergasted. I mean, I was blown away. And people making written lists on the spot in front of you never happens. Not two out of seven or eight or however many we met with. I mean, never happens. None of that would ever happen if I hadn't started asking questions. So, we spent the last 3 or 4 weeks talking about Japan. There's going to be a lot of exciting stuff. We're very, very close to getting regulatory approval. Okay, very close. As soon as that happens, the website's hit. As soon as the website sites hit, and those are going to be a Japanese person speaking in Japanese, 5-minute kind of overview video. As soon as that happens, it's going to be gasoline on the fire. Then they're going to announce the pre-launch date. We're going to go through a 60-day pre-launch date where you'll be able to sign up not only consultants, but they'll be able to get their customers. So it'll work through the marketing plan. People can promote through the marketing plan just like they normally would. But on the 60th day, all the customers go in, everything goes live, and everybody gets gargantuan, huge checks for the payout of everything that happened in that 60-day period of time. It's not going to cost them anything to get into the business, and they're not going to be charged for their websites during that 60-day period of time. Now, when they do join as a consultant, they're going to have to put in a debit or a credit card, because after the 60 days is up, they're going to start paying for their websites, their, you know, whatever that's going to be, the equivalent of $24.95 per month, and then the thing's going to go live. And everybody that does in the pre-launch is going to be a founding consultant in Ambit Energy Japan, and then the thing's going to go live, and it's going to blow up like a bomb, and we're going to get 1% market share, and we're going to get 2%, and we're going to get 3%, 4%, 5%, 6%, 7%, 8%. I don't know where it's going to end. But the revenue in Japan, Ambit Japan, will exceed in my opinion, within 3 to 5 years, it will exceed the revenue in the U.S., and it's not because there's anything wrong with the revenue in the U.S. The difference is that every single person in every single household in the entire country, with the exception of two little small carve-outs, is eligible. Think about it. How many times have you said, oh, I know somebody in this next town over, but they're not deregulated? Oh, I know somebody. I know, man, if this was only in San Diego, I've got a huge connection in San Diego. They would kill it. You can't put them in the business. Oh, I got this huge guy in Fort Lauderdale. He would just kill this business. Oh, I got this guy. I got that guy, this gal, all this stuff that would happen if everything was opened up. That's what's going to happen in Japan. So when somebody knows somebody in another area, with the exception of Okinawa and Hokkaido, and that'll go away, and we'll get that at some point, in my opinion. But they're going to be able to sign them up. They're going to be able to sign up every single customer. I can't tell you the number of customers I know that are in co-ops, and the number of customers. I know hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of customers I could get in the city of Austin. I can't get them. In Japan, you're going to be able to get them. Every single customer. Oh, folks, I just can't even tell you. Those dynamics, just the structure of the difference between the way it works in Japan and the way it works here, and then we're going to come right behind it, and every single one of those customers at some point in the future is going to be able to be our gas customer. It's big. Take all the positive thought, ain't going to make you a dime. Take massive positive action like Deb Burke has, and I could just go on and on and on, and the Divines have, and the Muedos have, and so many other people have. Take massive positive action, and I tell you what, it's going to change your life. So you can think about it, or you can do it. You can wish, or you can do. You know, there is no try. You know, the old Yoda saying, do or do not, there is no try. Bottom line is, there is no try that'll make you and put you where you want to be. But if you go and do it, what I can tell you is, you're going to hit on somebody, you know, and that person might not be the next Ray Monty, and that person might not be the next Steve Thompson, that person might not be the next Esther Spiener, that person might not be the next Tim Olger, that person might not be the next Masons, or that person might not be the next Waitos or Divines or Haas's or Obey's or, you know, any of the leaders in this company. Might not be that person, but that person's going to bring somebody in who's going to bring somebody in. And somewhere down in there, you might catch one of those people. And if you do, all of a sudden you don't have a house payment anymore because you just paid it off. You don't have a car payment anymore. You're moving out of a apartment into a home. You're getting rid of your junker car, getting a nicer car. You're able to take care of medical bills you haven't been able to take care of. You're able to do things to get yourself financially free off of a bunch of lights and computers and televisions and electronics and alarm clocks, all that. In Japan, and you might never even go to Japan. You know, God, what an opportunity, folks. I sure hope that I've sunk in that taking massive positive action is the only thing that's going to work for you and your family when it comes to this opportunity. And this is the largest international opportunity that's available out there. That's why Jerry and Chris picked it. They looked at the whole world. They looked at the United States, and they say Japan's where it's at. And oh, by the way, 4.5 years Texas was deregulated before we entered the market. We're going to enter it at about 1 year in Japan, opened up in April of 16. The dynamics are perfect. The opportunity is massive. Just have to ask yourself, am I going to do it? You know, am I going to watch it happen, or am I going to make it happen? I sure hope you go to ambitpowertrip.com. I hope you send an email to Louisa. Get your guest in front of Jerry and Chris on the 21st of April, noon at the YO Ranch Steakhouse, the Friday before Power Trip. Info@topambitleaders.com. And I pray for your kids' sake that you take what I had to say tonight to heart. And my job's done. Not my job to make you successful, folks. My job to give you the information to make yourself successful. We're gonna have a great call next week. I'm gonna be out of the country, not on vacation in Mexico, not going back to Japan, but I'm gonna be out of the country. So get peeled to your email. See who the speaker's gonna be, but it'll be a good one. Bear, if you would, let's open it back up and let everybody say good night.
My pleasure, Brian. Great information. Thank you so much for putting it out there for us, because, you know, as a leader, you know, you could have just gone there for yourself and not said anything, but you're coming back and telling us what we need to do to take advantage of it. So, you know, we really appreciate that. Hey, folks, you heard it. Now, you're going to want to hear it again, and you're going to want to have your team members hear this, and you'll probably want to share it with some people that know some people in Japan. Here's how you do it. Go to topambitleaders.com. Give us a couple of days. We'll get this call up on the site. You can go to the Sunday night calls, look in the archives. You'll see Brian McClure, of course, today's date, and you'll be able to not only listen to it, but you can also download it so that you can share it with others. Now, there are other leaders in Ambit Energy who are recording this call that will probably put links up on Facebook. You do what you've got to do to build your business. Get the link, get the call together, and, you know, while you can't sleep tonight, go work on your list. I'm going to open up the lines, and you guys can say thank you to Brian. Here we go.